The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you once again for the day. When you hear these miracle stories, it can be tempting, especially when you hear them again and again and again, it can be tempting to stop and wonder, why doesn't Jesus just heal everybody? I bet you've had that thought before. And this is especially true if there's someone you know or someone in your life who's in need of healing. And you pray and you pray and you pray and you hear these stories and you begin to kind of wonder, well, why doesn't Jesus just heal everybody? And you already know that God's will is greater than your own, and you know that God's ways are mysterious and that we can't really understand, but still, the question persists in our minds. And one thing I've always wanted to say is that in God's own way and in his own time, he will. It might not be the way you want. It might not be in the manner you want. It might not be until eternity. But Jesus is a healer. And he has come to restore what was distorted, not only physically, but spiritually. The whole of who we were created to be is going to be restored to the fullness of what God created. And what you hear in these miracle stories is an anticipation and a foreshadowing. You can think of it as a promise. He will come and heal his distorted creation. However, you've got to ask. You've got to ask. And we're kind of blind, like this poor blind man. And we don't understand God's ways, and we don't understand why God does what he does. And we can cry out and cry out and cry out in prayer. And it appears that our prayers fall on deaf ears. God is asleep at the wheel. He's AWOL. That our prayers fall on deaf ears. The message today now is to persist and to ask. Think about this poor blind man, and he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And everybody in the crowd tells him to be quiet. When you cry out to God in your prayer for your needs, the voices telling you to be quiet don't come from a crowd. They come from yourself. The voices in your own heart telling you your prayer doesn't matter, God doesn't hear, it's a waste of your time. And so what do? You shut up, you stop praying. It's why people don't pray. You're not going to hear a crowd around you telling you that you're wasting your time. The voices telling you that you're wasting your time come from within. And that's why we need to be instructed by the real God, right? So this poor man, he cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And what does Jesus do? Did you catch this little detail here in the gospel? Jesus stops immediately. His whole world comes to a halt when he hears this poor man asking for his help. Turns his whole attention to this poor man. I want to tell you, that happens every time you make a prayer in faith. Might not seem like it, okay? But be instructed. Let the gospel see for you, because our own spiritual blindness prevents us. Understand, this is the real Jesus. And then he turns to this man, just like he turns to you when you ask him, and he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, that seems like a real dumb question. when a blind man asks him for help. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks the poor man. Well, he's a blind man. Of course he wants to be able to see. Then why does Jesus ask him, "What do you want me to do for you?" You want to know why? Because he wants you to actually put it into words. That's why. God already knows what you need. But for some funny reason, he likes to be asked. Okay? So you do have to actually persist and actually have the faith to actually ask him, even though he already knows everything that you need. A little tiny thing that I heard recently I'm going to share with you here today. 5 things to go to pray for every single time you go to pray. And these 5 things are right on your hand. 5 things to pray for. Number 1, see your thumb? Thumb's closest to you? Pray for all the people in your life who are closest to you every single time. All the people that are under your care, under your roof, in your office, whatever the case may be. Pray for each one of them. Go through them all. Next finger, your index finger. Think of that as your teaching finger. Pray for all the people who teach you, you know, like your church leadership, like your priest, things like that. Pray for your church leadership. That's your next, every time you go to pray. Number 3, the middle finger is the tallest finger. Pray for the people who lead you. Pray for your government leaders. I'm telling you, if we spent more time praying and less time complaining, what a wonderful world this would be. Pray for your government leaders. 4th finger. This 4th little finger, your ring finger, weakest finger you have. Pray for everyone who's too weak to pray for themselves. Pray for the poor people in the hospitals. Pray for people who are suffering. Pray for sinners who are so far away from God they don't even believe that God is good. Pray for the poor souls in purgatory who can't help themselves. Always pray for the weak. And lastly, smallest and furthest away from you, this little finger, pray for yourself. Put yourself last, put yourself smallest, put yourself furthest away, but don't forget to pray for yourself. Every time you go to prayer, hopefully it's something that you can remember. But let's overcome, let's let the gospel help us to overcome our own blindness that makes us think God doesn't see, God doesn't hear, and God doesn't care. Jesus stops his whole world and focuses on you every single time you turn to him in prayer. So let's always pray with trust, perseverance, and faith. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Rose Philippine Duchesne, pray for us.